You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
I would say happy Monday, but I don't know that it's a happy Monday. We're still dealing with everything, this aftermath of the Michigan State post game. We haven't really been able to focus on the game very much here. Really unfortunate situation. We're going to delve really deep into it. I'm going to kind of go in attack mode here because I just cannot believe the type of things that I've been seeing from MSU media, MSU fans. It is unbelievable, reprehensible. We're going to get into all of it. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it is your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. I should be writing. There's so much to write, but as soon as I got done with the Harbaugh transcript, the ABC tunnel cam, which Harbaugh referenced in his weekly press conference and his opening statement, came out, and we got to get a very clear view of what happened. And actually, I shouldn't say a very clear view. You get a view. And since we last spoke, you know, because we did our 3 a.m. post game podcast Saturday night, Sunday morning, and we hadn't even seen the Jamon Green video, which was disturbing. I'm not gonna lie, I got really emotional watching that. I don't know Jaden McBurrows at all. I don't believe I've ever spoken to him. We haven't gotten him in a press conference, to my recollection. I've never had any interaction with him whatsoever. But I know Jamon. I've known him obviously for years. And he's just one of the nicest kids you'll ever meet. So when I saw that video of what was happening, it honestly makes me really emotional to see that violent act. Now, we didn't get to see the start of it. Now we kind of do with the tunnel cam. And I watched it here on my 27-inch monitor, my computer, blew it up and just kept watching it and watching it and watching it to try to see what we could understand, what we could glean from the video. And it backs up everything that I heard from my eyewitnesses. Again, remember, for a lot of those MSU people that are trying to make this into a Michigan clearly instigated it, even though there is zero video evidence or anyone out there saying, aside from them, that there's, and I haven't seen an MSU player saying that it was instigated by, you know, by Michigan. I haven't seen anything out there that suggests this. It's just, they hope it was instigated by Michigan to absolve them of their sins, so to speak. So what we see on the video, again, I watched it from what I can glean. And by the way, this is what I can glean. This isn't even something I can say with a complete certainty because the video is not that clear. What I could glean from watching it was you see, it's kind of, you know, you see Jamon, basically just a little speck that you can figure out as Jamon if you've watched it a bunch of times, walking up. Then you see arms being raised from him, as well as a person to his left, to our right. And then you see Jamon kind of fall, like the momentum going away from him, into the wall. So thus, those who say that Jamon threw a punch, how many punches do you throw and fall backwards, right? It looks like he's fending something off. Again, my eyewitnesses said that he was just walking up and then got hit. You can see one of my eyewitnesses in the video. So you see my eyewitness in the video watching this. And listen, you can sit there and debate whether or not should have broken things up or who know? I don't know what their protocol is if something like this happens. This hasn't happened. We'll get into the whole tunnel of it all here momentarily, but then you see Jamon fall back. You see Jacoby Windman grab him. He's on the side on Jamon's right, on our left. Grab him, and then you see Kari Crump. It's, again, moments of being obscured. You see Kari Crump slamming his helmet quite violently into him. And it's hard to see exactly where on this video. Looks like it was on the back. But I just, it's very disturbing, and there's no reason for it. And I see a lot of different Michigan State fans, even some media. I have long been acquaintances with Rico. I heard 5 minutes of him on 97.1 The Ticket. I turned it off. It's reprehensible what he and Mike Valeni were saying. I've seen Jim Comperoni's article. I have seen what MSU fans are saying on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. I've seen a lot of it, right? Message boards and what have you. I don't know how you can defend this. I know why they're defending it, because they can't believe in their heart of hearts. They have so long treated Michigan as this villain that always has bad intentions. They never for a second stopped to think that, are we the baddies? They have never taken a moment and thought that. I've seen a lot of deflection. I've seen a lot of, but Juwan. There's two things wrong with that. Whataboutism ain't going to work. I didn't defend Juwan and his, the only defense for Juwan is, okay, he's going out, he's protecting his players. But I also think that I was one of the people out there that said, whatever happens to him, he deserves. Michigan fires him after that. Cool. 100% behind that. Definitely did not have any defense for him for it. The only thing that's commendable out of that, okay, you're standing behind your players. I get that. I get it. I don't condone it. There is a difference. I know a lot of other people were really mad at me in that moment when I had said that he deserves whatever he gets. I'm sorry. I stand by that. You can't be putting your hands on someone else. What about the Michigan fan that touched Mel Tucker's head? Guess what? He's from what, according to Seth Fisher from MGoBlog, he is banned from the University of Michigan, as he should be. Sorry, that's, you have to call a spade when you see it. And the fact that there are Michigan State people out there, and a lot of them, and credit to those who aren't, big credit to those who aren't. Because I have seen Michigan State people out there saying, this is absolutely despicable and reprehensible, and these guys need to be punished to the fullest extent that they can be punished for. Credit to you for actually being a human and not a tribalist. But the fact that there's any kind of defense for this, it's unbelievably sickening. Unbelievably sickening. We're going to have plenty more here. We have to continue on, obviously, but before we do, betonline.net is your number one source for betting football and the start of new basketball season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis on every game. As always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information, with live betting, up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. I'm still just in shock and disbelief over what happened. I know the Michigan State angle is that they're hoping, or they're trying to say, well, he was skipping up the tunnel. Why were they in the tunnel? He has a right to his own home team's tunnel, number one. But I will say that the only thing that I will say for Jamon and Jayden in this case is maybe situational awareness, right? It, and unfortunately, in the case of the this game, walking up the tunnel with surrounded by Michigan State players is maybe not the wisest choice. But they should have the right to feel safe doing so regardless, to go up to their locker room. I have been to, I counted the total amount of games. I didn't count how many Michigan games that I've covered as a media member. But the total amount of home games that I have been to since 2012, in the last 10 years, is 64. I believe that that would put the number amount of games that I've worked around 50. I think I've been to 50 Michigan home games in the last 8 years in which I've covered the team. I have always seen Michigan players going up the tunnel along with players from the other team. Most Michigan games, afterwards, players from both teams get their pictures taken together and all of that kind of stuff, including Michigan, Michigan State. I have pictures of Michigan and Michigan State players, you know, hugging and posing for pictures after those games, win or lose. I have Ohio, same with Ohio State. I have same for Penn State. I got ones from Penn State a couple weeks ago. I expected to get some after this game. I mean, there's some guys that are really good friends. You know, the whole West Bloomfield contingent. You know, Michigan's got Donovan Edwards, Makari Page. Other side has Trey Mosley and Dylan Tatum. I absolutely thought that it was going to, regardless of what, you know, however the game went, that would be the case, but it wasn't. Things were nasty in the end. And normally other teams, they head up to their locker room right after, you know, they don't go out in the field and linger the way that things ended up kind of going in the end. I just put this out on Twitter, and I want to also note again, I spoke to eyewitnesses. And I understand that for those of you who are, you know, diehard green and white fans, you're not going to believe a word I say because you're predisposed to be that way. And you're not going to believe what any eyewitnesses say because they're at Michigan Stadium wearing maize and blue event staff gear. And you're predisposed to disbelieve them because you just believe everyone associated with the Michigan program is evil. And that there's no humanity in any of us. Which, I mean, just stop, number one, you know, but we know essentially what happened, right? We've seen the videos. There's plenty of videos out there. There are plenty of videos of MSU on the attack. There are none of Michigan players on the attack. And I think the thing that makes matters even more clear, Occam's razor, the simplest explanation being true, is that they attacked, and wouldn't that, say a Michigan player did instigate it, wouldn't have Mel Tucker come out in his post-game press conference, but wouldn't have Mel Tucker said today, listen, this is a both sides thing, instead of we apologize. And I know there's probably MSU people that are like, yo, he's just better than that. No, I am sorry. That is not how that works. That's not how this rivalry has worked. Long have we heard things like Michigan State doesn't talk. That's all Michigan does. I'm sorry. You guys have talked so much. Michigan State contingent. You talk on the field. You talk off the field. Jacoby Windman last week said we don't talk. And then proceeded to talk. Can't wait to shut them up in their own stadium. Mel Tucker, in the tunnel. I did not hear this. A photographer friend of mine did. He was walking down the tunnel. Mel Tucker was behind him. Threw out a bunch of expletives saying something about, they're not talking now or whatever like that. Screaming it in the tunnel. D'Antonio constantly talked. 2015, after MSU won that game, one of my biggest regrets is not taking one of any of the multiple cameras I had on my person and turning any of them on. I was still very much in fan mode. Wasn't like an official member of the media yet at that point. So, yeah, I was pretty devastated by what had happened. And Michigan State players went around screaming obscenities, middle fingers, all of that kind of stuff at the Michigan players, Michigan fans. I had enough gall to walk up to one MSU player. I think it was like a lineman of some sort. He was definitely way bigger than me. And said, why don't you stop throwing up middle fingers and go and tend to your boy in the screaming in the end zone? Where did all the Wolverines go? Let's just take a moment and recognize what your program is. We don't talk. As Jim Calperoni says, you know, Mel Tucker comes from the Nick Saban school, trash talk school. Don't do it. They do it. They do it. I don't know where this Michigan players are axe murderers while Michigan State players are saving babies narrative comes from, but it has to end, right? Like, it's on full display for you to recognize what happened. I'm not saying to all of the MSU people out there to pay some kind of penance. All I'm saying is recognize what actually happened so that we can all move on. Because in my opinion, this rivalry should just be dissolved. It's not fun. It has not been fun for a very long time. Win or lose for either side, it is not fun. How can you enjoy this? This is not healthy. It is toxic. I can't think of any other rivalry in this country that is anywhere close to as toxic as this one. This goes beyond, oh, we hate each other. This is toxic. This rivalry should end. It should. It should go the way of Texas and Texas A&M. It's too much. Jamon Green could have died. I'm not being hyperbolic. If you're getting bashed in the head with the helmet the way he was, we've seen the video, he could have been killed. And for what? Did he say some words or something like that? I don't care if he did. I don't care if he had some choice words about someone's mother. It does not deserve that. I'm over it. I am over this rivalry. It should be dissolved. It is far too toxic. It's far too toxic when you can have video, multiple videos of MSU players ganging up on Michigan players, just two Michigan players and umpteen Michigan State players, and you sit there and say, well, this is okay. That guy was skipping. I don't know what else to do, because what is going to happen next year when these two face? The players who were around for this are not exactly going to be like, yeah, that was cool. I remember that, but that happened, right? We'll continue on here momentarily. I'll tell you what, the more that I talk about this, I don't know what to say. And this is where I was after the game, right? It's hard to find the words to say about this. And just the absolute denial of reality is unbelievable. Now, again, credit to those Spartans who have stood up and said, this is unacceptable. Credit to Mel Tucker for saying this is unacceptable. I know everyone is looking at the four players that were suspended and saying that's not enough. I say just be patient in the moment. If more doesn't happen throughout the week, then get angry. But based off of some of the videos that we had, that makes sense that it was those four. Those were the four that were very clearly involved. If Jacoby Windman isn't punished in one way, shape, or form, then I think we're starting to look at some D'Antonio style, you're suspended for as long as you're in jail type scenario. I say be patient. Mel Tucker has at least struck the right tone from what I've seen and heard between the statement that came out on Sunday night from the press conference today. Seems like it's full culpability. You have to keep in mind that there are certain things that he cannot and will not say from a legal perspective, because there can't be any kind of, I mean, you can admit some guilt, but you don't want to, you know, just from a legal perspective, it makes sense to me that they wouldn't be like, yep, he did it. This guy did it. He's guilty. Haul him off. Right. There's a process that needs to be gone through. And I think that we would be wise to all let that happen rather than jump to wanting the worst possible things. Like I said, I listened to about 5 minutes. That was all I could stomach of the Valeni and Rico show, just out of curiosity. After the press conferences today, I was speaking with Wojo and Brandon Brown. And like I noted to Wojo, just the reputation he has, thanks to Mike Valenti and the rest of his ilk that want to pretend like he's a little lapdog. I do want to remind you that Wojo tends to ask the questions Harbaugh likes least. They do not have a congenial relationship whatsoever. I have never seen Harbaugh even as much as smirk when Wojo is asking a question. He always seems to ask one of the harder questions that we get. Now, if you've been following Michigan for some time, then you know that this is the case with Wojo or Angelique. I mean, I'm much, much, much closer to a lapdog type media when it comes to Harbaugh, right? Like, I might ask him a tougher question, but it will be phrased in a more pleasant type of way, generally. You pick and choose your battles, and especially with someone like him. But I was talking to Wojo, and this was at like 1:45 or so, maybe it was like 1:30, I'm not really sure, somewhere around there, Brandon had asked, like, what do you think is going to happen on 97.1 today? And he's like, well, I don't know. You know, probably, you know, he didn't really have a good answer. But I was curious to tune in after that conversation, is my point. So I did. And to hear the blame being placed on the tunnel, which I've seen plenty of people commenting on my videos saying like this aged poorly, you know, from the James Franklin stuff. There is a giant difference between what happened in the 2013 Ohio State game, the 2021 Ohio State game, and the 2022 Penn State game, and what happened on Saturday. Two teams jawing at each other, saying F you and throwing up some middle fingers at halftime. That's one thing. I've never seen anything happen post-game. Again, I've been at 50-plus home games as a media person. I've been at a ton of away games, almost every away game since 2016. I think I've missed two since 2016, period. I've never seen anything like what happened. A guy getting jumped in the tunnel. I have never seen anything remotely like that. It is beyond despicable, but equally as despicable to me is anyone who is condoning it, anyone who is blaming Jim Harbaugh, anyone who's blaming the tunnel rather than placing the responsibility on those who bucked the trends. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of players have walked up that tunnel over the course of the last 95 years. And this is, to my knowledge, the first time anything like this has happened. Like Jim Harbaugh said, no excuse except for on those players. Not blaming the whole program, not blaming the head coach. He was very adamant. Those who were involved are the ones where the blame lies. To Mike Valeni and Rico Beard and Jim Comparoni, all these people who are blaming a player skipping, potentially a player saying something of which you have zero evidence of, and to my knowledge, no eyewitnesses corroborate any of that. a player swinging on the Michigan State players. Again, zero evidence of and no one corroborating that. Like, blaming Jim Harbaugh. It is just all so ridiculous. And it's despicable. And you need to take a stop and reevaluate your lives. Because what just happened was well beyond the scope of football. It is well beyond the scope of a rivalry. To call Michigan Karens for getting police involved. Two players were assaulted. Whether you want to use that as a legal term or just the actual word of being assaulted, they were assaulted. You just want them to hug it out afterwards? I appreciate your apology. The toxicity of this rivalry, it needs, and I heard Mike Valeni say, what about Juwan Howard? What about Jabril Peppers punching a guy, a fan that was out on the field? Guess what? No excuse for either. Doesn't change the fact of what happened. You can't sit there and say, our players went out there and started taking a helmet and bludgeoning someone with it, and it's okay because rivalry. Or because you've done some, you know, you've had players who are not even around, or a coach for another part of the program, another sport entirely, who did something that looked semi-similar but also wasn't, who was also disciplined, and all parties involved seem to be okay with that. Juwan Howard, Greg Gard posing for pictures at Big Ten Media Days. Clearly, it's over with, right? That's not what this is. This rivalry has been escalating to this point for a very long time. It needs a massive change. It needs those who were involved in this to be properly punished. And the investigations will go, they'll figure out exactly what was due to who. And then it needs some healing. It really does. When I was growing up, the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry was kind of more of a, oh, we didn't get you this time, we'll get you next year. Now what is it? It's too much. Something needs to change, and something needs to change now. It starts here and now. How can we be better as media and fans of either team? How can we de-escalate these situations? Because it's too much. People care way too much for this to be a thing. And guess what? It ain't that serious. It is a game. It is a game. It is time to stop all of the crazy rhetoric that comes out of this and just take a step back, breathe, and recognize it for what it is, a game. And those who go well beyond that scope, you deserve to be punished. All right, that's all I've got. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Thanks for watching and or listening. Peace.